Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1293, Whistling Up an Orchestra, The Value of Teamwork in the Workplace, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host of the show, and I'm with you every single day reading these great posts that we find from some of the best work and productivity blogs anywhere. So without further ado, let's get right into our post for this Monday as we optimize your life. Whistling Up an Orchestra, The Value of Teamwork in the Workplace, by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. Quote, "There's no I in team, but there is in win." End quote. Michael Jordan. Those of us who gravitate toward leadership in business organizations or create our own businesses as entrepreneurs tend to be the independent sort. It seems ironic, then, that we achieve our highest levels of productivity only when we come together as teams. The fact remains that human beings are social creatures. We couldn't have been otherwise and risen to become this planet's dominant species. Nearly everything worthwhile we've achieved has come about as a result of team effort. Even those we perceive as lone wolf geniuses, people like Einstein, Mozart, and Da Vinci, worked in a collaborative milieu, like science or music, or surrounded themselves with talented people they could trust. H.E. Lukoc may have said it best when he pointed out, quote, "No one can whistle a symphony. It takes an orchestra to play it." End quote. Few people remember Lukoc today, but in the mid-20th century, he was an influential theologian and a shining light of the Methodist faith. He spent years at the Yale School of Divinity as a professor of homiletics, the art of preaching and writing sermons. He also wrote quite a few books about religion, surely one of the grandest team adventures in human history. Why We Bother. By cooperating, teams achieve what individuals cannot. Indeed, this may represent the greatest advantage of teamwork. Making our own goals secondary to our group goals may seem difficult, but it pays off for everyone in the end. Need other reasons to instill effective teamwork as one of your team's core values? I have 10 more good ones. Number 1. It's more efficient. While individuals can do separate pieces of a project in isolation and then wiggle those pieces together at the end, the process can prove to be more efficient and effective when the team works together closely throughout the process. Many tasks have no clear-cut edges, so when people work separately, significant overlap and duplication may occur. On a team where the members inform each other of their progress, you can more easily avoid this. 2. It takes advantage of multiple skill sets. Even in specialized fields, the constant evolution of knowledge and increase in information makes it impossible to know everything about the field. An archaeologist I know specializes in the very first Americans, for example. While he knows a little bit about all things archaeological, he would fail as an Egyptologist. Even as a first Americans researcher, he focuses on North America and has little knowledge of very early Central and South American cultures. The point is this. It would take a lot longer to complete a project if one person was required to know everything necessary to accomplish it. Instead, you put together subject matter experts on different aspects of the field and have them tackle the project as a group, leading to our next point. 3. It's faster. As the old saying goes, many hands make light work. This assumes you, as a leader, make your desire for speed known and divide up the work in a manner appropriate to the team structure. If you tried to slog through something yourself, it could take hours over what someone else could do in 15 minutes. 4. It promotes friendly pressure to get your piece done on time. Deadlines motivate individual team members to work harder and invest greater amounts of their discretionary effort, thus buttressing and accelerating the process. In general, people don't want to let others down. 5. Productivity doesn't depend entirely on one person. When one team member is sick or on vacation, another cross-trained team member can pick up the slack and still get the work done on time. If only one person is working on a project and holds the keys to the kingdom, it suffers until they return and may even die in their absence. 6. It lets you take advantage of ongoing feedback. Even in projects that one person can handle, team efforts can increase the quality of output due to immediate feedback during the planning, design, and implementation stages. You might let one person manage the lion's share of the administration, but the result is more robust with multiple perspectives. 7. It increases learning opportunities. When you find yourself in regular contact with those who have different skill sets, you can't help but learn from them occasionally. Back when desktop computers were still fairly new, the ancient days of the early 1990s, a colleague of mine learned from a coworker how to create a small program that automatically backed up his important files to a separate server every morning. It came in handy more than once. Have you accidentally picked up beneficial tips and tricks from your colleagues occasionally? If not, you're not listening. 8. It can solidify accountability. Being part of a team encourages a sense of belonging, which often translates to greater sense of ownership and accountability for the work, especially when team members respect each other and don't want to let the team down. Even if you disagree with a decision, you were part of the decision-making process, and you leave the room as a united front. 9. It provides companions to share the lows and highs. Misery might love company, but so does jubilation. When you share experiences, you strengthen that sense of belonging and shared accountability that pushes you to excel. It may be fun to celebrate alone, but it's always better when someone else celebrates with you, someone who knows where you're coming from. And suffering alone is just demoralizing and depressing. A teammate can alleviate those lows. Sometimes it's nice to commiserate with someone who understands you. And 10, it promotes synergy. Teams may prove greater than the sum of their parts, in such a way that the results can be out of proportion to the number of people involved. Consider Gilbert and Sullivan, Jobs and Wozniak, and Brin and Page. And the beat goes on. When most people think of teamwork, they think of sports first. But close collaboration is vital to human achievement at all levels, including business teams and society as a whole. In fact, teamwork stands as one of the chief hallmarks of human accomplishment, and may represent a prerequisite for civilization and human-level intelligence in the first place. Think about it. The highest civilizations have always been those that encouraged or coerced a greater level of cooperation from their citizens. And the smartest animals we know, great apes, elephants, wolves, dolphins, and crows, tend to live together in cooperative groups. So encourage and take advantage of our tendency to work together for the good of all. Even if you'd prefer your solitude, thank you very much. It's basic human nature and may be much easier to strengthen than you think. You just listened to the post titled Whistling Up an Orchestra, The Value of Teamwork in the Workplace by Laura Stack of theproductivitypro.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And a huge thank you again to Laura for sharing her work today. She is an award-winning keynote speaker and best-selling author of 8 books. Her engaging personality, combined with over 25 years of experience helping organizations achieve results, have made her one of the most sought-after experts and keynote speakers in her field. Laura has been featured in publications like the New York Times, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, and Forbes magazine, and has been a spokesperson for Microsoft, Danone, 3M, Office Depot, Xerox, and more. And if that wasn't enough, her client list includes top Fortune 500 companies, including Starbucks, Walmart, Bank of America, GM, Wells Fargo, and Time Warner, plus government agencies including the U.S. Air Force Academy, the Census Bureau, the IRS, and the U.S. Senate. So there's a lot to learn from her. Just come by theproductivitypro.com for much more. She's got her videos, books, store, newsletter, and blog all there at the same site. Again, That's theproductivitypro.com. And that does it for today. I thank you so much for being a subscriber or follower and being here with me each and every day. We really appreciate it. And I will see you once again tomorrow. That is where your optimal life awaits.